AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
Hello and welcome to the season one finale of the podcast. Whew, y'all, it has been an interesting journey. Interesting is actually an understatement because let me tell you, anybody who knows me personally knows that I have been more or less MIA from social media. And when I say MIA, I mean I'm the type of person who is always on Instagram scrolling, but I never post. So I am very much that private creep who's always on there, but, you know, I don't really say anything. Well, lately I've been posting in my stories, but I mean, that doesn't really count because my feed is more or less empty. But this podcast has really challenged me to step outside of my comfort zone and stop hiding behind the curtains and say what it is I feel like I have to say. Regardless of whether or not I feel like people will listen or people will agree with me. And in the very first few episodes, and I mean up until this point, I honestly thought that maybe 1 or 2 people would listen, if that many. Like, I honestly wasn't expecting much. And like, literally, I would get emails from the podcast host that I'm subscribed to, and it would be like, oh, you have reached 500 downloads or whatever. And I'm like, excuse me? I'm sorry, come again? Like, it literally baffles me because I'm like, okay, wow, people are actually listening to me. But in this whole journey that I've been on with my podcast, it has really, really, really forced me to stay outside of my comfort zone. And it has also showed me that my experiences as a human being are valid. And not only valid, but I am not alone in a lot of the things that I have felt or experienced in the past, despite the fact that I thought that I was. And I've learned that when you talk about things and you just be authentic and vulnerable, you'd be surprised at how many people can actually relate to your situations, your struggles. But the problem is we just never talk about it. So that's pretty much why I created this podcast. And I'm happy it has been getting traction. I'm happy it has been getting through to people. And I have so much more plans for the show, and I have so many more things that I want to do. And I'm going to talk about some of these things on this episode. And just in case you're a type A person like me and you like structure and organization, let me just give you the brief overview or the breakdown of what I will be talking about in this episode. So basically, the first thing I just wanted to do is express gratitude. Then I will talk about the lessons I've learned in this journey so far of creating and growing a podcast. And then finally, I'll talk about what's next. So first and foremost, I just want to say thank you to you and everybody who has been listening, everybody who has subscribed, everybody who has ever shared the episodes, anybody who has ever told a friend, anybody who has ever left a review on Apple. If you haven't, please do so. And just anybody who has supported me in any way at all in this process, I just want to say thank you because y'all have no idea how much it means. Like, literally, when you're creating something from scratch, it's like, and I talked about this in episode two or three, I think, on seeking validation, but I had this idea that I wanted to turn into a reality. And at first I was very reluctant to do it. And I wanted, you know, that validation. And I pursued anyway without it because it was something that I was interested in. And I don't know, I just, all of the support that I've received thus far from people I know, from people I just meet, and I tell them about the podcast and all of that. Like, it's just been very overwhelming. And I don't know, y'all keep me going. So I just wanted to say thank you before I say anything else. I also want to shout out to God, you know, the OG in heaven, because I just, like, this is something I never thought I would be doing. And I believe that everything that happens in my life, everything that happens in our lives has a purpose, right? It was meant for something. And I have learned and grown so much in the process of creating and growing a podcast. And so I just want to give thanks to God, obviously, for putting this in my path. And then last but not least, I want to thank me, of course, you know, my day one. I want to thank me, myself, and I for stepping outside of my comfort zone, because I can say this, but you will never truly understand how hard it is for me to do this, because I'm that type of person who is comfortable just blending in the background and minding my business and not drawing any attention to myself. So for the fact that I created a podcast and I was consistent in releasing episodes every single Sunday since April, and I have not wavered on that, and I challenge myself to keep that pace going, to constantly improve on the back end, because there's a lot that goes into making a podcast on the back end. Like, there's a lot that goes into these weekly episodes. So I just want to thank myself for keeping my word and doing what I said I was going to do. You deserve the world, Sensi. You deserve to treat yourself. And you know what? I think I'm going to plan a solocation and like a spa day just to treat myself for being consistent and putting out a whole season. And side note on the season thing, there was really no rhyme or reason to like what season one would be. I didn't plan it out by seasons. I mean, I had a rough draft, but I didn't stick to the draft in terms of planning the seasons. The reason I chose to end the podcast with this episode and with, you know, what I've posted so far is because I'm working on a lot of new and exciting things that I will be talking about in a few seconds or in a few minutes. And basically, since it's going to put the show on a different trajectory, since I'm going to be introducing new things, possibly, you know, upgrading my equipment and so on and so forth, I just wanted to end it here with what I've done so far. And then basically the next season will be a lot better and slightly different, not completely different, but you know what? I'll talk about that in a second. But let's talk about a few of the things that I've learned so far. And if you're interested in starting a podcast, or if you're interested in doing anything that requires you to step outside of your comfort zone, this will be useful for you. So the first thing I've learned is kind of a cliche, and that is great things happen outside of your comfort zone. In one of my previous episodes, I talked about how you build confidence when you keep your word to yourself. When you say you're going to do something and then you do it and you establish that track record of proven performance, you build confidence. And I have built a lot of confidence in myself by stepping outside of my comfort zone. Because before I launched this podcast, I obviously had absolutely no idea what goes into the back end. I had no idea how to edit audio. I had no idea how to even publish my show to these different streaming platforms. Like, I thought I would just have to upload it straight to Apple, and that was not the case. Like, there's a lot of different things that I have learned in the process of doing this, and I truly believe that it has developed me as a person, especially with stepping outside of my comfort zone. It has developed my skills. It has allowed me to network with different people. I've also been asked to do podcast interviews. So I did an interview on another podcast called the Work and Play Podcast, and that will probably be coming out sometime towards the end of the year. But it has been a great networking opportunity, or a conversation starter in networking, and it also allows me to have a platform to talk about things that I believe are important and things that will help other people. And that's truly what I like to do. That's truly what I want to do, is just help people. And I feel like this is giving me an outlet in order to do that. And to piggyback off of that, I just want to add that the things that force you to step outside of your comfort zone are going to produce the most rewards, or the most rewarding experiences that you've ever had. Truly. Not just because you build confidence, not just because of the other things that I've mentioned, but it's just new. Like, a lot of us are stuck in this repetitive cycle in our lives where we wake up, eat, go to work, you know, come back and do whatever it is we do. But we just have these routine lives. And when you do something that forces you to step outside of your comfort zone, you learn a lot, you grow a lot, and the experience you get in the end, the reward, it's always worth it. The reward is always worth it. Another very important thing that I have learned is that your experience is going to help other people. I was listening to a sermon by T.D. Jakes, and he said that sometimes God crushes you so low to the point that when you recover from that, your experience will allow you to reach people who have been that low. Because the thing is, we relate to people when we have similar experiences. So some of the things that I have went through, I shared and I talked about. I talked about the lessons and getting over that. And because you may have related to that, it resonates with you. But if I never had that experience, I would not be able to help you with the things that I have learned. So that's one thing that I would highly encourage you to think about. If you want to do anything where you have to talk to people and try to help people in some way, or you have a message you want to relay, you want to create a YouTube channel, a podcast, or you want to go into a profession to help people, understand that your experience with a similar situation is what is going to make you feel connected to the people that you are trying to help, or the people that you are trying to talk to. Use your experience to connect with people with similar experiences. And I'm not encouraging trauma bonds here, like I talked about in my last episode. I'm saying, talk about your experience, talk about the growth, the lessons, and, you know, all these things in a positive light, and use that to help others who have gone through that low point that you have gone through. I never really understood why I went through certain things in my past, but in hindsight, looking back, I realized that it has given me a wealth of knowledge that I can use to translate on this podcast and help you if you are going through this situation. And that also transitions into my next point, which is, there is power in being yourself. So many times we try to be like everybody else. And I talked about this on my last episode in Not Letting Social Media Define You. But we tend to look at other people and see maybe some traits or some things that they are doing are working for them, and it's getting them traction, and their pages are growing, or they are popular amongst different people because of certain traits, and we try to be like them. But there is power in just being you. And it's so cliche, and I know you've probably heard this before, but it's true. Some people are just going to like you because you are you. You are the way you are. One thing I've learned is that you cannot have the blessing that was given to other people. You have to claim the blessing that was bestowed upon your life, right? None of us are in competition with each other. We all have different purposes. We all have different reasons that we are here. We all have different things that we were meant to do. When you start forgetting about what your purpose is and you start looking at other people and what they are doing, and you try to compete with them, that's when you lose. You can never lose by being yourself because there's no competition. Nobody else can be you better than you. But when you start looking at what other people have going on and you start comparing yourself and you start trying to secretly compete with them to be them or to do the things that they are doing well, you will always lose. You cannot be a better me than me. I cannot be a better you than you. When we try to do that with other people, that's when we lose. That's when we set ourselves up for failure. The sooner you realize this, the better. Stop trying to run other people's races. Stop looking back and sideways in your race to see what other people are doing. Focus on what is in front of you because you will trip up if you're not paying attention. And the last and one of the most important things that I have learned, and it only occurred to me a few days ago, and that is you have to lead by example. And in doing that, that is when you inspire people. I can come on here and talk about all of these things all day long and give advice and give tips and say this and say that and do this and do that. But if I am not practicing what I'm preaching, what I'm saying will never get through to you. It will never make sense to you. You won't resonate with it. It won't inspire you. It won't motivate you. It'll just go in one ear and out the other because all I'm doing is talking about things and I'm not doing anything. One of my friends, shout out to her, I know she's listening, but one of my friends is starting a podcast soon. And she told me that if I hadn't started mine, then she probably wouldn't have had the courage to start hers. And I don't remember how I acted in the moment, but later on that day, it literally crossed my mind again. And I was like, wow, literally by me doing this and stepping outside of my comfort zone, I am inspiring somebody else to do the same, to share the message that she has to give. And I was just sitting there like, wow. So this is what it's all about. You know, like this is how I really help people. This is how I really get through to people. I have to practice what I'm preaching. And this is not to say that I haven't already been doing this, because let me just be clear. All of the things that I talk about on my podcasts are things that I have experience with. All of the lessons I've shared, all of the tips and tricks and whatnot, and the advice that I've given to deal with certain things, this is based on what I've actually done and what has helped me. But since a lot of people have never seen me in that low point in my life, it might be looking like, you know, I'm just saying random things, but I'm not. I'm literally speaking from experience. I am using my pain, you know, my former pain, to help other people based on what I have learned. I have been asked how I come up with topics for my podcasts and how I script it. Like, do I write down what I want to say? And honestly, I talk about things that I can relate to. So I literally brainstormed at one point in time and I said, what are all of the things that I have gone through and what have I learned and how can I help other people? I basically pull from my experiences in life and I come up with the general topics. And usually when those ideas pop into my mind, I have some things that I want to say around the topic. So what I do is I just write bullet points. So I usually break down my episodes into like three main topics under the overall topic of the podcast episode. And then I just write bullet points. And it's really just like one sentence or a few words. So generally speaking, it's really not scripted. But I'm able to talk for 20 minutes or up to an hour on these different topics because I'm speaking from experience. And I only detail any specific stories or things that I want to mention if I feel like I will forget. But usually I just speak from my experience. I just look at the bullet points and things just come out of my mouth. So I don't really have a rhyme or reason. I just have these bullet points and I just speak because I'm talking from experience. But I digress. These are the things that I've learned so far in creating my podcasts. Now let's talk about what is next. So I have some news, and actually it's not news. I've said it on my last few episodes, but I'm going to say it again. I will be launching the podcast on YouTube, so there will be a visual component of the podcast coming soon to YouTube. It will be in the very next episode. And I said that in my last episode, like in my last episode on social media, I said that the next one would be on YouTube, but the next one is this one, which is currently the season finale. And I'll be 100% honest with you. I created this season finale episode because I needed a buffer, because launching on YouTube has proven to be more than I anticipated, because I was going to record with my phone and then I had to wipe my phone because it had no storage. And then I was like, I don't know if I like the quality on the phone. And it's one of the latest iPhones, so it's really good quality, but I don't know. There's just some technical issues. There's just some things I need to sort through on the back end. So I wanted to add this episode as a buffer. And I mean, there's a purpose for this episode as well, to like wrap things up. But just full transparency, I needed another week. Okay, I'm just being honest. I needed another week. And I did not want to break my streak of consistency posting every Sunday. So I said, you know what? Let's throw in this buffer to give myself more time. So that's the truth, but that is the news. I will be launching on YouTube. So, you know, learning curves, a lot to learn. But I always talk about stepping outside of your comfort zone, and I just mentioned it earlier in this episode. So in addition to what I said on leading by example, that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to challenge myself to step even more outside of my comfort zone by putting my face on YouTube, literally creating a YouTube channel. That's like a lot. Like, that's a lot for me, because it's easy for me to just sit here on my bed and record audio. Like, it's relatively easier than making YouTube videos, but I have to step outside of my comfort zone if I'm going to encourage you to do it. I have to lead by example. I want somebody else to look at me and say, okay, she was talking about it and she did it and that's inspiring and I want to do it, so I know what I have to do. And especially if you are terrified like me, I want you to know that even though I am terrified, even though I am one of these people who, or I'm not one of these people who, you know, just naturally like filming and editing and recording and have some type of YouTube personality. I'm not one of these people, but I'm forcing myself to put myself out there. And I know in time I will get better, because I don't know if you've noticed, but there are some things like the audio quality and stuff that I've been able to improve on the back end, like from the very first episode. And then I'm also creating systems in the back end as well. So I know over time I will get better at it. And even though I'm afraid, I'm just going to do it. You know, sometimes you just have to say fuck it and you just have to do it. So that is what I'm doing. That is the purpose of the YouTube channel. But also, in addition to that purpose, one of the reasons I want to launch on YouTube is to give you an even further glimpse into my life in different avenues, where I'm going to be showing you my process of taking my life to the next level, or to the level that I would like to achieve, basically. Because I told y'all the reason I created this podcast, or I have it mentioned on my website or something like that, but typically when you look at successful people, you see their story like at the end, or when they're in their prime, right? You don't see the struggles. You don't see, like, we've all heard of Oprah getting fired when she was younger, but we weren't there to experience that. You know, we just see her now as a billionaire. And when you look at people in their prime, all of their pain and hard work gets overlooked. And when you are going through some of the situations that they themselves went through, you still feel alone, because nobody talks about those growing pains. Nobody talks about the struggle and all of the loneliness and isolation and the stress that you endure when you're trying to improve your life. So I want to make that whole process more transparent on my channel. So I am going to force myself to be open, even though I don't want to. I'm just being very honest with y'all. I don't want to, but I feel like I have to. And I'm one of these people, when I feel like I have to do something, when something just keeps nagging at me, I have to do it. So that's what it is. I have to do it. I have to be honest. I have to be transparent. I haven't figured out the schedule yet, I'll be honest with y'all. What I can say is every Sunday, a video will be posted for the podcast episodes. I haven't really figured out the content schedule outside of that. But make sure you click the link in the podcast description on whatever platform you are listening to so you can go and subscribe. And then turn on the notification bell so you can get notified when I release those episodes. But yes, so I will be posting, you know, some insights into my life in addition to the episodes. And also, one thing I'm really looking forward to being on the new platform on YouTube is that there will be a comment section. So that way we can actually interact. You don't get to just listen to me and then think about whatever it is you think about. Like if you have thoughts on any of the episodes, on any of the topics that I have discussed, if you want to share anything, if you agree, if you disagree, if you have a different perspective that you want to add, now you'll be able to leave a comment on YouTube and we can have a conversation, you know? Or you can talk to other people. Like we can have a dialogue and there can be more of a community around the podcast. Because I really don't want to just sit here and record all the time and just have communication going one way. Like I would like to interact with my audience as well. And I feel like we'll be able to do that directly on YouTube. And then also we can do that on Instagram. You know, I've been posting a lot more and working on some type of strategy for my Instagram, but YouTube will now be the new priority because I have a system going for the audio episodes. That's pretty easy now. So I have more time to focus on YouTube. So YouTube will be the main focus. So I would highly encourage you to listen to the audios on whatever audio platform you listen to, Apple, Spotify, whatever. And then also make sure you leave comments on the YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube if you ever want to actually interact and have a discussion around one of the topics that I discuss. So two more new things in terms of what is next. The first is that I will also be bringing on guests on the podcast. That is right. I will be looking for guests, whether it be people I know in real life, influencers, other podcasters, like just people in general who I feel like have a story to tell or whatever they have to say or the way they live their lives resonates with the main goal of this podcast, which is taking accountability and leveling up your life. I will be inviting people onto the show to have more discussions about their process and their journey and what they have learned and just giving you a different perspective other than just mine. So I'm really looking forward to that. And if there's anybody that you would be interested in seeing me interview, then make sure you let me know by DMing me on Instagram. You can DM me at secluded.thoughts. Or you can send me an email if you want. The email is hello@secludedthoughts.com. Both links will be in the podcast description. So yeah, if there's anybody you want me to interview, make sure you let me know. I'm compiling a list right now and I'm working on figuring out how to bring people on, like all the logistics behind it. But it's definitely a goal I have, so stay tuned for that. And then last but not least, I want to say that I will also be introducing a new format, I guess, in terms of how I create the episodes. Let me explain what I mean. So like I said, in the past, I've basically been pulling from my experiences and giving you advice to improve the situation in case you are going through it. But I feel like that has almost made me feel a lot of pressure, or like the pressure to, I don't know, act like I have all of the answers, and the truth is I don't. And some of the things that I have done and I can recommend might not work for you. So to take the pressure off of myself, but still remain true to the main goal of the podcast, which is taking accountability, leveling up, and just talking about things that we don't really want to talk about, but we all go through it, I'm going to basically shift gears and talk about different things, but in a way that just encourages dialogue. So instead of always making episodes about, okay, this is a topic and this is what you can do to fix it, some things I want to talk about, but I don't have the answer to. And some things, you know, it could be things I'm struggling with that I don't have the answer to. I'm still figuring out myself. And I don't want to waste time waiting for me to like resolve it and then make an episode. So I'm just going to be transparent and I'm going to just facilitate a discussion around the topic, even if I don't have a solution. So the point is to bring it to light and then we can have those discussions on YouTube or Instagram and we can help each other. And we can just have the dialogue. You can just know that if it's something that you are struggling with or dealing with or whatever, you are not alone. And it's not just me. It could be other people on YouTube or Instagram. So basically, I'm not going to stick to, okay, this is the problem and this is what you can do about it. I want to create, or I will be creating, more episodes on just having a dialogue about different topics. Like, let's just talk about these things. The first step of changing, which is that accountability aspect, is awareness. So let's just bring awareness to different things instead of always, you know, being solution-based. So all of the things I can help you with, I will. And the things that I can't necessarily help you with, or I need help with myself, let's just talk about it. So that's one of the things that's going to change as well. So that is all I have for this episode and this season. Once again, thank you for coming on this ride with me. Thank you for, you know, being there and supporting the podcast. Thank you for those of you who follow me on Instagram. Thank you for those of you who will go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Again, the links will be in the description. I've learned a lot and I've come a long way in the very first season of having this podcast. And I hope to, or I plan to, grow even more and help you even more and practice a lot of the things I'm preaching, but then also be transparent with you and actually show you my growth along the way. So yeah, I am absolutely terrified of this next phase. Excited, but terrified. Mainly terrified. So, you know, that's why I know I have to do it. And I'm going to do it. But I just want you to know that it's not easy for me. And you might want to do something that's really challenging you. And I'm here to let you know that you have to do it anyway. Like, that fear that you have, the uncertainty, the reluctantness, if that's a word, if it's not, forgive me, but you have to do it regardless because you are going to gain so much from this. And I hope to show you my progress on YouTube and I plan to be in a much better place in a few months. And it will all be on YouTube. It will all be there for you to see. And I really hope it will inspire you after seeing me do something that I'm absolutely terrified of to do whatever it is that you really want to do. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with me through season one. And I really hope to see you in season two.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.